Let me start by apologizing to everybody who was here at 4:30. The house took longer than it was expected. It was expected to be finished by 4:30. So our apologies to everybody who was here on time. We will try to be as businesslike as we can. Today we are continuing with the budget, the supplementary budget briefings from the Office of the Chief Justice, which will be followed by the Department of Correctional Services. From the Office of the Chief Justice, is the SG present?
Yes, I'm present, Honorable Chairperson. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. So we will hand over to you. You will have 30 minutes to make your presentation.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services. I am here with the team from the OCJ, the CFO, Mr. Kutzer, the Acting Chief Director, Courts, Mrs. Van Nicker, the CEO of Sajay, Dr. Mushweu, and the Head of Strategy and Planning, Mr. Malau. And that is the team that we are here. The presentation that we are making, the presentation outline is the purpose of the presentation introduction, financial information and impact of the budget cuts. This, going to the third slide, we are presenting the budget adjustment and its impact due to the COVID-19 pandemic for the Office of the Chief Justice to the committee. As introduction, already tabled on the 17th of April, are both the Strategic Plan 2020 and 2025 and the first APP 2020-2021. The plans are compliant.
Can you share the presentation? Okay, yes, thank you very much.
Can I proceed, sir?
Yes, thanks.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm on slide number 4. Can you go to slide number 4, please? Yes. I was only on the introduction that the 17th April, we presented both the strategic plan 2020-25, the five-year plan, and the first APP for 2020-21. The plans are compliant with the guidelines of DPME, and we presented on the 12th of May this year, 2020, to the Portfolio Committee, these two plans. And the impact of the COVID-19 national state of disaster and the national lockdown has necessitated the alignment of government planning and reporting processes in order for us to respond to the pandemic and service delivery in this current year. The DPME had indicated that, gave directions that the revised, pursuant to the 2021 adjustment budget, that we on all departments or all institutions must revise and retable the 2021 APP and the SP where required. And the National Treasury has already tabled, the adjusted budget for all departments where budgets were revised, as it has been done with all departments. And the OCJ budget baseline for the 2021 financial year was cut with 30 million, and that budget was from the goods and services budget, which represents 8.8% of our budget on goods and services. The impact of the National Treasury budget cut, since the COVID-19 redefined really how the manner in which judicial functions are now going to be managed and executed in terms of judicial case management and stakeholder engagements being conducted virtually, including the court hearings in the superior courts. Therefore, this necessitated the provision or expansion of additional ICT requirements, including infrastructure, namely the supporting resources that will support court operations online. which includes the laptops, the data, the licenses, the virtual platforms, etc., increasing the speed of internet access as amongst those aspects and requirements that we had to ensure that we expand on due to the business changes. We had already reprioritized, or were in the process of having reprioritized from goods and services a budget to cater for these new priorities which are necessitated by the pandemic in order to be able to support the judicial functions to lessen the effect and the impact. And having said that, in line, before we go to the financial information cuts, the CFO will just take us through on the budget in terms of what our original budget was. We were 2.45778 billion for the original budget for this current year. And after the budget cut of 30 million, obviously it goes to 2.42778. And he will take us through in the next slide how and what is it that we were planning when we reprioritized to buy or to provide in terms of the requirements and response to COVID-19 requirements and how that money was sourced within. So may I ask the CFO to take us through those few slides, and I'll take it from there.
Okay, thank you.
Permission, Chairperson.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the slide dealing with the 30 million budget cut, the slide depicts the cuts per program of the OCJ as well as then per economic classification. Now, on the administration program, Program 1, there's a budget cut of 13.811 million. On the Superior Court Services, our core function, there's a 10.1 million cut. And then on Judicial Education and Support, Program 3, there's a cut of 6.028 million, which represents the 30 million cut. The only economic classification where this cut has happened is under the goods and services classification, where the full 30 million was then taken by National Treasury. The next slide, Chairperson, deals with the reprioritization which the OCJ has done before the budget cuts happened in order for us to fight this pandemic and also ensure that the services, the new way of serving the courts and supporting the courts could take effect during COVID-19. So the main elements that we had to reprioritize at this stage is bandwidth increase in all the superior courts by about 12 million that we foresee for this financial year. Then additional data and airtime increase in all superior courts, another 7 million. Then just in order to ensure that we have sufficient communication material for our court users and staff and training material on COVID-19, we've added 200,000 for communication material. ICT hardware, that would include laptops, maybe additional switches, maybe servers, an additional 6 million. Then in terms of PPEs, disinfectant and cleaning material, we estimate an amount of 5.4 million. ICT licenses for virtual services, another 4 million. Then the compulsory procurement of masks for all our officials, 2.9 million. Hand sanitizer, 1.8 million. And then the thermoscans, which were already procured for all our service centers, was a 500,000. So, Chair, you would see that we've reprioritized 39.9 million. And the next slide then depicts where we initially indicated we will get these money from to fund the new priorities. We contemplated to cut travel and subsistence by 21.2 million rand. We also contemplated to cut the operating leases of the department by 10.5 million. Then the non-use then of venues and facilities for training of judicial officers will give us an amount of 5.2 million. And then business and advisory service, we also indicated that we will have a reprioritization of 2.8 million on that part. So that then makes up for our reprioritization of the 39.9 million? Okay, Chairperson, then subsequent to the 30 million cut that is now enforced, we then determined that the following might be the negative impact of the 30 million cut on the OCJ. The first one have to deal with is in terms of the procurement of the necessary and required PPEs for judges and officials and everybody who visits the courts and all the stakeholders, we might not have sufficient funding then to procure all the PPEs. Everybody would know that this is only an estimate. We never know how many times we will have to sanitize, deep clean, etc. So that is an estimate, and this is a risk that we need to point out. Then in terms of circuit courts, which are actually there to enhance the access to justice, will definitely negatively be impacted by the budget cut, and it might increase existing backlogs. Then the existing OCJ program to modernize the courts, that's mainly related on ICT matters, will negatively be impacted, in addition to the current paradigm shift occasioned by COVID-19. Which then requires the court operations to function largely utilizing the ICT environment and a modernized court environment. COVID-19 has already affected the normal training program of our judicial officers, both judges and magistrates, and further budget cuts will definitely compound this problem. Then the OCJ will, in this financial year, then be unable to reimburse the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development for the OCJ's head office rental payment, which is a function of the Department of Justice, but which is funded by the OCJ. And then the budget cuts will also negatively affect the responsibility of the OCJ on three critical areas supporting the courts, and that talks to translations, transcriptions, and witness fees, which will also then impact on case backlogs and the access to justice.
SG, sorry, we can't hear you.
Sorry, I didn't meet.
Okay. SG?
Hello, Chairperson, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
I can, yes. Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. Just in general remarks, this is the presentation on our side, and we confirm that we are compliant with all the regulations and the regulations that are released from time to time with regard to the national disaster, in terms of how we manage the facilities in our 24 service centers, including the head office. We are also compliant and supporting the judges in relation to the Chief Justice Directive and the JP's practice directives that relates to how the business of the courts will be provided in that regard. And we are 45% in compliance. As you will recall, also the National Department of Health and DPSA have their requirements also in terms of how work should be managed in terms of working from home as well as working in the office. We can confirm that we are 45% working in the offices on a rotation basis. We'll take other questions, Chairperson, from an honorable members, or maybe just to also highlight the fact that we also keep the registers as required with regard to the infections, as well as those people who are in self-isolation to the extent that they may have been exposed, not necessarily at the court itself or at the offices, as well as those who are with comorbidities who are required to work from home in terms of or in line with the health requirements. And those who are working on at home on comorbidities are 61, those in isolation 117, and those confirmed cases of infections is 64. Sorry. My apologies, Chair. Yes, I was saying those who are confirmed cases of positive cases is 64. As already indicated, 45% we are working from the office. That is just in general, just to allay, to confirm for the committee that we are complying with all the regulations and the directives of the judiciary. Thank you, Chairperson. We can take questions.
Thank you very much, SJ, and to your team. Let me also take this opportunity to welcome the Deputy Minister, Honorable Holomisa, who is with us today. I will now note hands for comments, questions from members.
Chair, it's Werner Horn. Since it's our first meeting on the Zoom, can you indicate whether you want us to raise the virtual hand, Zoom has that option, or whether we must use the chat, or whether we must interrupt and draw your attention, please?
Now, you can raise your hand. There is an option where you can raise your hand. You can raise your hand via chat. If I do not see you, you can raise your voice. So you have been noted, Honorable Horn.
Should I start, Chair?
Yes, you can start, because you're the only
Chair.
One.
Sorry, Chair, it's Honorable Wilma Nuhodrufen. Have you noted my hand on the chat?
Okay, I've not seen it. Sorry, I noted.
Thank
so
you.
We have Honorable Horn. Honorable Drochens, so far, in that order.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. My first question is in respect of the 6 million set aside for ICT hardware, and we were informed that this would include laptops. Could we be apprised as to what the planning at this stage is regarding laptops, specifically given the news reports that in certain courts there was a delay in moving to virtual platforms due to the fact that some judges refused to use their personal computers. So could we be appraised as to whether that procurement has indeed happened and whether that reason for some courts not functioning online yet, whether that has been sorted out. Secondly, in respect of the, I think what was called the reprioritization, I would just like to understand two things. The first is the report in respect of the statement that the